The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 81 of Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We have a lot to get over with the Spurs' close loss to the Denver Nuggets. It was a great ball game, well-played game on both sides, and just the more experienced team kind of got us at the end. Tough night for the Spurs. The final score was 115 Denver, 109 your San Antonio Spurs. There was a lot of good, strong performances for a lot of guys. And I thought, you know, obviously the league MVP on the other side, he was two rebounds shy. Nikola Jokic had 26 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds for the Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. also had an outstanding night shooting for them. But let's get to our Spurs. We had some great performances as well. And notably, you know, one thing that really stood out to me about this game was Chris Bassey coming in and getting more playing time. 16 minutes, he had 8 rebounds and ended up with 3 points. But, you know, he was just signed not too long ago. But his minutes are becoming interesting to me because I thought it was just that one night deal. But he obviously got some more playing time, also chipped in with a block and a steal, did a lot of good things on defense. So what did you think about the game, and what did you think about Bassey's performance?
Yeah, this game was, I think we played pretty well there, just lost it at the end, but good job from Charles Bassey. I think that he did really good in the 16 minutes he played, good hustle on defense. We also had a lot of great performances, Keldon, Trey Jones, Richardson, a tough L, but I think our team learned a lot from this loss.
Yeah, I do. And it really was. That was a fun and exciting ball game on both sides. I mean, our shooting percentages were really close. I think they were 53% and we were 52%. And we actually shot better from three-point line, and the free throw was close. But really the story of the game, I think, came down to the turnovers. We really had a tough time on both. Really, both teams did, but we had 24 turnovers and they had 20. There was, you know, it was a fun game, but it was sloppy in some parts. You know, even a couple guys, our two leading scorers who went off, both had 6 turnovers apiece. So, you know, just a tough night with the basketball. I think the officials put Vaseline on them last night. But anyway, let's get to our top two, bottom two. Drew, who were your top two?
Yeah, my number one top two, I'm going to go with Keldon Johnson, who put up 30 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. He shot 12 of 20 from the field and 5-11 from the three-point line. Great job from Keldon Johnson. I also saw him, really good leadership there from Keldon Johnson. My second top two, I'm going to go with Trey Jones. He had a good night, put up 20 points, 9 assists, 3 steals, and he shot 9 of 13 from the field and 1 of 2 from the three-point line in 33 minutes. Those are my top two.
All right. Well, I had Mr. Keldon Johnson as my number one. Another great night for him with 30 points overall. I just thought he did a lot of good things. Shooting from downtown and three-point land, he was really strong there as well. But yeah, Keldon, you know, there was a point in that game where I was like, man, he's about to get over 30 again. And sure enough, he did, 12 of 20 shooting overall. So nice to see him in that leadership role. My number two was, just because he was a spark off the bench. And I think he had some, turnover issues, like I mentioned earlier, but still Josh Richardson was 8 of 11 shooting overall with 22 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. And just a spark plug for the Spurs off the bench, which I think was important in keeping us in the game. It seemed like when the Nuggets would try to distance away, Mr. Josh Richardson would nail a shot or hit a three and bring us right back in that thing. So that's why he was my second one on my top two. All right, let's get to the bottom two. Drew, who'd you have for the bottom two?
Yeah, I went with Jakob Poeltl as my number one bottom two. I think he had a rough night, only putting up 4 points and 7 rebounds. Did have 9 assists, but the 3 turnovers, which got him on this list, I think that I had to put Jakob Poeltl on this list. My second bottom two, I'm going to go with Kata Bates Diop. He put up 2 points, turned the ball over twice, and shot 1 of 4 from the field and 0 of 1 from the three-point line in 12 minutes. So Kata Bates Diop and Jakob Poeltl are my bottom two. Let's hear yours.
Okay, well, I went a little different route in this one than I usually do for my bottom two, so it's a little bit different this episode. But my number one was a guy that only played 2 minutes, and it was Isaiah Roby. I started thinking more about Isaiah Roby in his 2 minutes, and he got a foul, and that's just a quick in and out for him. But I was expecting more from him so far than he's given us this year, so that's why he was number one on my bottom two with the 2 minutes. With the 1 foul, with 0 points, 0 boards, he just didn't do a whole lot, and I was expecting more from Roby. My number two was another guy that didn't play, and the reason why I'm putting him as my bottom two was Gorgui Dieng. He didn't get in the game tonight, and you know, that's after a couple games with a lot of turnovers, so that's why he made my bottom two. Was you make the turnovers, then you sit for us, and you know, that's why you were there. So that's my bottom two. All right. Let's move on to the segment of the show. That is the question of the day. Remember, you can always text your questions to 512-540-1626 or email your questions to spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Tonight's question comes from Jamie in Rockdale, Texas. Jamie's question was, our schedule is pretty difficult in the next few games. Do you agree or disagree that our next win will be against the Sacramento Kings on November 17th? Drew, I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, I actually disagree on this one, Jamie. I believe that the Spurs may win their next game against Memphis at home. I think we have a high shot at that. Or in Portland against the Trailblazers. I think one of those two games we might get a win. But it's also a possibility. But I disagree. I think we are going to pick up a win before that.
All right. Well, you know, in my weird mind from, you know, Spurs fans, Spurs lore, is that I think we're actually going to upset the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday. And I know a lot of people think I'm crazy for that, but I think we're going to drop one to the Grizzlies, which is going to bring our focus in tighter. I think the Bucks are going to be coming on the road into San Antonio, and we'll have been at home. And I think we're going to win the we're going to upset the Bucks on Friday. So I think that's going to be my pick before that Sacramento game on November 17th. So I appreciate your question, Jamie. We're going to move on to the segment of our show called This Day in Spurs History. Drew, what do you have for us?
Yeah, we're going to head back to November 7th, 2007, where the Miami Heat traveled to San Antonio to face off in a regular season matchup, where the Spurs got the best of them that game. They ended up winning 88-78. Our leading scorer of that game was Manu Ginobili, coming off the bench. He put up 25 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. Our second leading scorer was Mr. Tony Parker, who put up 23 points, 8 assists. Tim Duncan, who put up 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. And to round out the 10-point scorers, we have Francisco Elson, who put up 12 points and 14 rebounds as the Spurs improved to 4-1 and beat the Miami Heat on November 7th, 2007.
All right, good deal. 2007, November, man, the Spurs were rolling back then. It was good times. All right, well, let's get to the preview of our upcoming game. Next game is going to be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock against the Memphis Grizzlies. They're coming into San Antonio, and Drew already told us his prediction on the score, but what can you tell us about the Grizzlies, Drew?
Yeah, this Grizzlies team is coming into this game 7-4. I feel like this team is very good with their superstar, Ja Morant. He's averaging 28 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists so far. Desmond Bane, who I think is a really good shooter in this league, who's averaging 23 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Dylan Brooks, who's averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Tyus Jones, who's averaging 10 points and 3 assists. I think this is going to be a tough game. But I do think that we can find a way to win this game.
Okay, I like that. That's going to be a tough game. I've got the for my player to go off in my prediction, I've got the Spurs losing by 5. But my player to go off is one that I don't think I've chosen yet this year. But I'm going to call it right now. I think Jeremy Sochan is going to have his first double-double of his NBA career. So I'm going to pick Sochan to have about 12 points and 10 boards in this one, along with however many assists and steals and blocks. But that's my player to go off, and that's my prediction. Drew, what about you?
Yeah, my player to go off, I'm actually going to go with Trey Jones. He usually goes on streaks. He had a good game last game, and I think he's going to have another good one this time. So he might have a double-double, 20 points, 10 assists. But my prediction for this game, I'm going to pick the Spurs to win this game by 7 points to upset Memphis at home. So we'll see if that – I hope I'm right, and I hope you're wrong.
I do too. I think that's a good pick on Trey Jones. That last game, which was his career high. So he had 20 points for the first time in his NBA career, so he's kind of on a roll right now. Before I wrap the episode, I meant to do this earlier, but I wanted to hear some words from Greg Popovich following last night's game. Well, sorry, that video didn't pull up. I apologize for that. Never mind, we're just going to skip on and move on. And I thought I had that worked out, but apparently it did not. Wait, here we go.
24 turnovers for 35 points is going to make it real difficult to win a game. And that's how we lost it. But I couldn't be prouder of their execution, their competitiveness. That's who they have to be night after night. They did a great job. It was really good team play. Just turned the ball over too much against a good, experienced basketball team. But really happy for them. And thrilled with the way they played. Great job.
All right. So he was proud of them, and he was happy for the way that they played. So that was words from Greg Popovich. And with that, we're going to bring you to the end of our episode. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And as always, go Spurs, go!